Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
Like, you're going to die someday, right?
Would I like to be in the hospital right now rather than be here? Yes. Have I ever thought about that? Yes, right now. I'm thinking about hospitalization.
And the Bulldog.
I've thought about it a few times. There's been a few times, like right now, where I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack and die. I'm here.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Like, I'm over here and I'm doing what I just did, but it goes badly. And, like, I bang the table and then, like, I just look at you and, like, I can't breathe. And you're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I've thought about it. Like, I know what exactly what I would do.
Four start talking about
simple words. Eye on fantasy.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That's right. Joe, how do we have Fantasy Friday tomorrow with Bulldog here?
It's going to be weird.
It's like, want to donate me a personal day?
Do we have authority to do that?
I got stuff to do.
You can trade a personal day.
I don't have to be here. I'll skip it.
We want you here. I mean, I say we.
Yeah, I don't know. Joe, I don't know.
But I do like those fantasy segments.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, me too.
And whole days.
Love them.
Have you thinking about the hospital again?
Right. I am off the next Friday again.
I know.
So.
Yeah. We already have our
plans.
We've
already
booked Sigmund.
Plans are already in place.
Mike Clay with his new phone. They're all coming on next Friday.
All right. Good to know. I like those guys. I like Sigmund. I like Mike. I was disappointed we had a technical difficulty with him yesterday, but all good.
Well, what was it yesterday that brought out the idea of like reading the headline? It was you. Like reading a headline but not the story. Remember that from yesterday?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was about the NFL stuff that was being talked about at the owners' meetings. The schedule changes to playoffs and then like the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock windows all season. And I didn't know any of the details. I just knew what the headline said.
Right. You didn't care enough about it to like read the story, but right. You just read the headline.
Right.
And this isn't exactly that, but I waited until just a couple of minutes ago to read Sal's article about comparing Josh Allen with Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I want to say something about it. And it didn't work. I thought, well, that's all right. I'll just pretend to know what it says. I saw the headline.
Right.
Having Mitchell Trubisky's second year would be good for Josh Allen.
Right.
And like there's Sal played out comparisons between the two players. But I couldn't read the story. So I was just sort of going over in my mind how to do it. Like, do I need to worry about not actually having read it? But then it did work, and I did read it.
So you're all set now?
Yeah, now I'm all set.
Good. All right. I think you would have gotten through.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I'm sure I would have.
Sal, tell us about your piece today at WGR550.com.
But that's not
Sal
until later.
Talks for 12 minutes.
That's not until later. That's not until later.
Right, okay.
But I mean, I've told you it's obvious. I don't even need to say it. Like, I love quarterbacks and quarterback talk. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to do with it. Everybody. There's so much to do with any quarterback in the league. And one thing I think, speaking of Trubisky, as Sal wrote about, one thing that's really interesting to do and challenging to do well is, whether you're writing or talking, to figure out how to extricate the player's results from the teams. I mean, it's easy to say, and everybody knows how important quarterback is,
mm-hmm.
but how do you extricate the player from the team in an effort to analyze him? How do you analyze Mitch Trubisky on a team where their defense was so dominant? And you have defenses which, go up and down all the time, year to year in the league. You have the schedules are different, injuries happen. Then year to year, rosters change, and it, you know how it is. Like, mm-hmm. it's a roller coaster yep. ride to try to do it. So, I don't know what Trubisky is. I know that the Bears had a great defense, and they had a good season. They made the playoffs, and they lost to a team that Nick Foles was quarterbacking. I guess I don't want to say that too belittlingly. They won the Super Bowl the year before, the Eagles, with Nick Foles.
Right, and it was like a last-second win.
It was.
Right.
They missed a makeable field goal that would have won them the game. What's that like? So
yeah, you can't really pin that on Trubisky.
No, but they scored, I don't know, what was it, 16 points?
It was a low-scoring game. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Like,
yeah, I think that's exactly what he is at this point. He's okay. You know, I don't think you feel like, oh, God, I cannot wait until we're at year four and we can give him $30 million a year. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you should not. I just don't think there's any reason any Bears fan, the organization, should be thinking like that. I mean, I guess you hope to get there, but you can't force that. You shouldn't force that. And so, you know, that's why I think, you know, when Sale landed on that, we talked, he and I did a little bit about that on Monday. He was here for an hour when you were at the Blue Jay game. And I like the comparison well enough because it's not – like, I don't expect Josh Allen to cement his standing as undeniably the answer to our quarterback prayers this year. I mean, it would be great if he did that, but I think that's a lot to ask coming from where he's coming from. I mean, he threw for under 200 yards a game last year.
Very few quarterbacks ever do that in their second season.
Right.
Like, Goff had the big jump in the second year, mm-hmm. and they were in the playoffs. And then last year happened, and they went up again, and we're in the Super Bowl. But what do you have to say about him? Like, are you sure?
Right.
Patrick Mahomes did it. Patrick Mahomes, I think.
Yes, that's right.
That season was, we're all good.
And that wasn't even any progress. Like, he just came out of the box.
That's right. He had a year on the bench.
Yeah.
That's right. And so how many guys do that? Well, what was Jim Kelly? I mean, Jim Kelly played 2 years in the USFL, first round pick, 2 years in the USFL. I know this is ancient history. 2 years in the USFL, 5 years here before it was, yeah. I mean, you could have said it earlier. He had big numbers. In 88, they won 12 games. In 89, they won the division with 9 wins, but they didn't, you know, they lost in the playoffs both of those years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you knew you were pretty good. You knew he was good. But if we lived in a world then where 5 years of, like, that's when you decided that's the contract.
Right.
That's that's we're putting it in ink with the guy.
Right.
It would have been discussed. It would have been debated.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's right. It's that's where this comparison really gets off the rails because it's just so different now. You know, like the quarterback money for just average guys is insane. You know, like what Andy Dalton and Ryan Tannehill got on their second contracts was crazy money, and they were never – they had not demonstrated that they were so good, but it was just, well, you know, I've always kind of put it this way. Like, I'm in this line. I'm in the line that I've got a guy that's pretty good, and, oh, look at these guys over here that are in the line waiting for a guy. I don't want to go back over there. I'm better off over here.
But you weren't.
Well, I guess,
both,
right?
Both of those contracts, I think, are regrettable for those teams. The Dolphins are out.
The Dolphins, for sure, yeah. I mean, the Bengals are still going. They got a couple of more playoff bursts out of Dalton before they sort of lost it the last 2 years they've missed, right? But, yeah, I mean, they probably are regretting it, but you don't know what, you know, you don't know what would have become of you, you know, if you got out of line, you know, if you went over there.
What are you in it for? Are you in it to be a team that goes to the first round? I mean, the Bengals are always a special case because they are just not like most teams. They're just fine. Their owner is just fine. Like, he's not, they don't sign free agents. They keep their coach forever, even though they don't win. Like, they're just different. I think they're just happy to be here. And Andy Dalton is okay, and that's probably just right for the Bengals. Like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to be terrible,
well,
I guess. I mean, is he good? He's okay.
He's okay. He's okay.
I mean, he's not good good.
No.
I used to think he was good, but I was wrong to think that. I don't know, because they had all those good receivers at that
right.
one time, and they
yep.
were flying.
Yep.
Like, oh, look at the numbers. But, you when know.
It, yep.
That's the point
yeah.
from before. Like, it's really hard,
I guess,
or it is for me to do well to extricate the player from the team.
I think if you're going along with Andy Dalton and you make the playoffs and you lose and you make the playoffs and that goes for 5 years, right? The first 5 years of his career is that I think with him, and then these last two they've missed. It's not longer than that, is it?
I don't know.
Anyway, Yeah, I don't have his career sitting in front of me right here. But what you're maybe hoping for is that he has a Joe Flacco postseason at some point for you. Like, I'm in the playoffs, and boom! Like, look at that! 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. Somebody drops a Hail Mary interception, and we win. Yay!
Well, you'd hope for that.
Sure.
But
and you got to be in the playoffs to get to that, and you're in the playoffs with Andy Dalton. Like, that's when they give him the contract, that's probably what they're thinking.
But you can hope for that, but you can't expect it. If you do your job well, you can't expect that to happen. Baltimore would want to out on its contract, or they did eventually
get
out. But
they finally did, yeah.
But, like, that was regrettable, and that was after a Super Bowl win.
Right. That's an even weirder place to be, right? We just won. Your contract's up. What do we do now? I guess we pay you because you won the Super Bowl.
They did the easy thing,
and you do, and you get to take what amounts to a 4-year victory lap, just collecting all this big money, even though you're one of the worst quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league.
Well, with Allen, you know, this is all in the offing. I mean, there will be a couple of seasons. Like, if he stays on the field, he's good enough, and the Bills keep going with him for 2 more years. That's when. Maybe we start to like really talk about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are you in it for? I was thinking about Philip Rivers for this. So, Philip Rivers, 2004 draft, still doing well. Still in the league, still starting, still doing well. His team is good. His team has been good for most years of his career. If Josh Allen, who's a like almost totally different player than Rivers stylistically, but if Josh Allen were Philip Rivers, it's a home run. Like,
oh my God,
it's not even debatable. Of course, that's a home run, and you know that's a great draft pick, and trading up was worth it, and everything. That's not even a Super Bowl appearance,
right?
So you would take the player, but you might not take Rivers' exact career, or would we? I mean, for me, the Bills are about, will they ever win a Super Bowl? That's what the Bills are about. Like, that is what is the most interesting thing about the fate of the Bills for me is, will they win a Super Bowl ever? They have not done that. We know. That is the thing about them. And so that's what I want. I mean, I mean, certain ways of saying this are just like almost sound dumb, but that is the goal. That is the goal. Winning the Super Bowl. And maybe if I've won the Super Bowl once in the 90s, I would be like, you know what? The Chargers, that's a pretty nice life.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 years, and how many of them were I good? How many of them were we in the playoffs? 10? I don't know. What is the number? Like, some pretty good number. It's not 10, probably. But some pretty good number of years in Rivers' career, they've been to the playoffs. They're a credible, good, solid team that goes into this year with some chance of doing that. But there's no Super Bowl appearance there. Is there even a championship game appearance? Maybe one or two, but like, there's not even what? What did you get out of it? You got credibility. You got consistency. You got some playoff games.
Yeah, you got.
But that's it.
Is this the year? You know, is this the, you know, you're good enough that you can think about like, okay, home field, can I win in New England? Like that, those are, they were, we were talking about them that way, and we're not even in San Diego or Los Angeles last year. And so that, you know, is it against the rules to say like that's good enough? Like, I would take Philip Rivers hook, line, and sinker.
You take everything about.
I would take everything.
The Chargers last 15 years for the Bills next 15 years.
Because I'm in it. I'm credible. I have a chance to do it. And you know, it's not necessarily his fault that like they can't kick a field goal or whatever. Early, I'm thinking like early in his career, they had some weird things that happened to them. That you're like, come on. So like, yeah, like he's doing his part mostly. Like, he's good enough. And he's put me in position, and you know, I don't know like how badly he's let them down in any of those big spots, you know, any of those playoff losses. I just don't have them chapter and verse because again, it's not our team. But like from in a very cursory manner, I take Philip Rivers all day long. Whatever warts there are, I get that out of Josh Allen. The pick is a home run.
Yeah, the pick is a home run, but you haven't met your goal.
No. But that's sports, you know? Like, what am I supposed to do about that?
Well, all you're doing now, or like what I'm, you know, presenting that you do now is you choose looking back if you'd want that for yourself. You know, like you're not saying this question, at least I don't mean it this way exactly. This is like, all right, I'm giving you a player of Philip Rivers caliber to play with for the next 15 years. Let's see what happens. No, this is the Chargers had everything that they have had is what you're having. And that's like no Super Bowls and a really good quarterback. Like, would you want that? And like you started by saying, is it okay to say yes? Like, I don't think I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I am here for with them is, can they win the Super Bowl once? If they get close, then it will be, I think, I will want to sort of think about it, and not at a point yet where I ever think about it, because it's not at all close. And it haven't been since, you know, the 90s. So that is what I want from the Bills. And what I would like to think they want for themselves. Like, that's what they're for.
Right.
But how are you building it? You're not building it specifically for the Super Bowl. You're building it for overall good.
Right.
And with staying power.
And that's what the Chargers have absolutely been. So that's why I asked, is it okay to say yes? And I'm going to dig in even harder. Like, I absolutely would take that. I mean, by saying that, you know, I don't know what happens if Allen is that good. I don't have to lose in New England in the playoffs, or I don't, you know, whatever. I don't have to lose those games. If I'm good enough, I win 11, 12 games a few times during the next 10 years with Josh Allen as my quarterback. I've got to look at it.
And but you will lose. That's what I'm saying.
Well, okay.
You are losing to New England in the playoffs.
Sure, that's what has happened with the Chargers.
Yes.
But if Allen gets that good, I might lose, but we don't know that right now.
I know, but that's the game.
That's what I'm telling you. Does happen.
Then I don't like your game anymore.
If your point is, if Josh Allen's as good as Philip Rivers, you'll be happy. So will everyone else.
Right. And I wouldn't want to change it. Like, if the Chargers in any way could go back in time and get out of Philip Rivers and get someone else, I think they'd be crazy.
Yeah, they wouldn't, right?
There's no way you would trade that for... Because what? Because I didn't beat New England and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Wow, that's a tough standard.
It's too tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't...
Not fair. So it's good, you know, I'm in it. I've got a chance. I got a guy that's way better than Joe Flacco. I just haven't had the one Joe Flacco postseason with my guy yet.
I think if Allen, and now I'm not exactly meaning this time like the Ravens. I just mean Flacco. But if Allen is Flacco, like the Bills, I think should probably take that. Like that should probably be. They would probably for that.
Sure,
and he's not good.
No,
but he was good enough to be a quarterback on a team that most years was pretty good.
And they made the playoffs right away, and he won road games with them right away, and eventually that culminates with a victory lap in the Super Bowl, and then it's just, oh my God, what did we just do?
So if you do that, like, what stage are we at here? We're not at the stage where it's time to decide this stuff. But, like, this is back to Trubisky also now for me. If your team is, we're good on defense, you know, for the most part, most years. The Ravens are like the franchise for that, maybe. Or Seattle, you know, some team that is for the most part like steady or better than that on defense. Doesn't get them beat. Doesn't undermine their season. So they have that. And your quarterback, you know, a certain crowd is always making fun of him because of his awful throws. And like they can't believe it when he gets credit. Right? And Allen would qualify for that. Like, Allen has that already. But, you know, the team does it. And so you get to that point where Cincinnati was, or where Baltimore was, or where Chicago might get to, or even the Rams, and you go, what do we want to do?
Right.
Do you want to keep living like this, or do you want to, you know, go for what's behind the curtain?
Obviously, what you want eventually is, like, for right now, Trubisky, I take that for year two, because it's progress. And it's only year two. But by another 2 years from now, you better be doing better for me than just sort of getting me by at the position and I'm still good because all the other stuff is good. Because if I'm going to commit to you, then guess what? A lot of the other stuff isn't going to be able to be as good because I'm about to tie up $30 million in you, or however much it'll be in five more years. I mean, oh my God. So that's when it becomes like, can you count on the guy to carry you? And like, that's, you know, that's rare air. Like, there's only a few guys that I think really deserve that status in the league. But lots of teams just pay guys just because. Like, they're too scared to move off the spot. I was way off on Dalton, by the way. He made the playoffs. The Bengals made the playoffs with him as their starting quarterback the first 4 years of his career. And that ended in 2014. They have not been to the playoffs since then. 15, 16, 17, 18 are misses for them.
Okay.
Unless, wait, hold on. Maybe one of those years they made it and he didn't play.
Yeah, McCarron played.
That's McCarron. So that, there's a year in there where that happened. Because I'm just looking at his playoff stats and he's got no playoff stats beyond 14, but there's a year there where he got hurt.
Yeah, it seemed five anyway. In a row, I thought, sounded right.
Okay.
So it's five in and then three out.
Right.
Well, that's not way off, actually.
It was until I remembered he got hurt.
Because
then it was a split, really.
Well, you're back.
4-4.
You're back.
All right, well, you're giving me that. You're
saying
being generous.
You were way off was way off, actually.
Oh, well, everything's way off.
Yeah, I just, it's not time for any of this, you know? It's also May, but it's not time for any of this on Josh Allen.
It's all right.
It's just, you know, it's out there. Like, what will be good enough for you, you know, as the Bills? Like, what will be good enough? And, you know, he's almost definitely the quarterback of this team next year. Like, so I think year one earned him that kind of space where this year, you know, it'll be important that they win games. There's another thing that when written out will look really stupid or obvious.
It's important that they
win. It will actually, for here, though, that sometimes is not how we talk.
In pro sports, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be important they win games, but. You know, are they going to, is there a scenario, how bad would it have to be for them to, at the end of year two, go, more?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like, it seems like everybody's kind of excited and happy. So, onward. And then you go into year three, and you'll probably have to do something by then. You know, you'll probably have to, like, what? Either have the big stats or be on a winning team, but one or the other, I think you'll have to have by then. If not... Then we're definitely talking about it.
Right. Because then it's getting to be time about the fifth-year option, and you're getting, you know, if you get through the 2020 season, then it's year four, and that's fifth-year option time and new contract, and what are we going to do here? So, yeah, you gotta have a pretty good – so as funny as it sounds, like it's not time yet, but it's also not that far off. You know, it just doesn't – It does not last for long. Like, I think this year is, you know, it would have to be a colossally hideous for him to not be their quarterback in 2020.
And, I love colossally hideous.
And I just don't, you know, I'm not at all thinking that that's in the offing here. So you got, you know, but it goes fast, man. But
you are ruling out colossally hideous.
I think, yes,
I'm not.
I am. But with that said, you know, if you just sort of go along and it's, you know, well, that was good. And like, we're arguing about whether he was good or not in a given game, which, you know, happened last year and surely will happen again. But if that's all that's really happening, then year three starts and it better start happening right away in year three. Otherwise, like, it's time to take the turkey out of the oven.
There's so many ways. This conversation just goes on and on and on. It can always stay interesting. And I know we're already late for the first break, but Tyrod Taylor was some version of this. But you know what? Like, the Bills had way less invested in Tyrod Taylor. They were always able to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have a high draft pick. Like, there was just so much less invested in him that it would be much easier and was much easier for them to go. Like, how did everybody justify the Josh Allen thing? You know, you want to go for it, you're entitled. You should. That's what that was. And for the most part, people agreed with it and said, yeah, you know, you want to go up in class, take a shot, go take a shot.
Right. It even helped.
This time.
Yeah. Right.
Like, this time, this is your shot, right? So everything will be different. Your investment, not that it should necessarily matter, sunk costs and all that, but how it will be looked at will all will be much different.
Right. The regime change helped them walk away from Taylor too. Like it, because they didn't anoint him as their starting quarterback. They inherited him and they decided to keep him, even though it seemed like they probably were ready to walk away from him. Whereas, you know, Rex chose him as his quarterback, and that might have, you know, if Rex never gets fired. And they're just muddling along here through 500 seasons. Oh, Tyrod Taylor might still be their quarterback.
If he had, well, whatever. I mean, a lot of things could have.
I didn't need to force that in. We were late already.
A lot of things could have happened to change it. It could have ended. A lot of things could have happened to change it. All right. Josh Allen and the future, 803-0550. Today, Luke Fox, do some hockey at 4. Sal will be on to talk about this article that I'm sure he's read. And if he hasn't read it, he wrote it, so it should be fresh in his mind. We'll do that, too. Lines open now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
UGR.
For him to become truly what his talent should allow him to become certainly is tied to the decision-making. And decision-making really comes down to two things. One, what your thought process is before the ball ever gets snapped. All right, this is my play. This is the defense. Where can I go with the football? What's not going to be good? What can be good? Who is my matchup? Here's the weakness of the coverage, all that stuff. And then it's what happens after the snap. What do I do in panic situations? What do I do when, oh, I thought this guy was going to be open, but he's not. Where's the next guy? That's really Josh's next step.
Former NFL quarterback Dan Orlovsky on One Bills Live yesterday. If you like the Bills, listen to that show noon to 3 on WGR. Those all times are Eastern. On the Chargers, by the way, we're talking about quarterbacks. Sal wrote a comparison article, Josh Allen, Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears, how Allen would do well to take a step, the step that Trubisky took in his second season last year. And I brought up Phillip Rivers, who is interesting. They all are. Every quarterback is that's ever played is interesting to talk about, or most anyway, starters, you know, like name guys, because there's just so much in there. Are they good, but their team didn't win? Are they bad, but their team is good? It's possible. Is it the opposite? You know, like so many people swear by, I think still, I mean, I don't know, they're out there probably, wins and losses for quarterbacks, but, you know, that's probably almost as bad as you could do. Rivers, since we were talking about him, since 2004, the Chargers have been to the playoffs 7 times, including last season. They went to the AFC Championship game 1 time. That was in 2007, and lost to New England, because that's what you do in sports, in football. You lose to New England. So 7 playoffs, no Super Bowl appearances, 1 championship game appearance. And I think a lot of people would say, just for the sake of discussion, would say if the Chargers' 15 years under Phillip Rivers, or 16 maybe, whatever it is, are the Bills' next 15, 16 years, good. Most years I'm good. I had fun. I was in the playoffs almost half the time. Fine. Another would say, I think also reasonable, what's the point? What's the point of knowing you're going to, for the next 15 years, you are not going to a Super Bowl? What fun is that? And I would be in the second camp. Like, I just think the Super Bowl is it. And as it happens, we're living in a world where no one's allowed to go to the Super Bowl from this conference. because of the Patriots.
Right. That's how that goes. It is, like, I love Rivers. I think he's waltzing into the Hall of Fame when his career is over. It is a little jarring to hear that it's 7 playoff years out of all those seasons. Is it 16 seasons? 15 seasons? It's a lot of football.
15.
So less than half of his seasons, they have been in the playoffs. And like, it's not all his fault, of course, but wow. You know? Like, he is excellent. And I don't know, like, that, I wouldn't expect him to have been in the playoffs all 15 years he's played so far, but I don't know. Like, we start this conversation, and I'll bet if you don't tell me that, I guess 10.
I threw out 10 when we were talking.
Just because of how good he's been, you just sort of, it tricks you into thinking, well, he's good, therefore they must be having some success, you know, more years than not. And instead, it's just sort of a split. And I don't know, that's weird to me. So it's a little surprising to me. Not quite jarring. I shouldn't have used jarring, but it's surprising.
No, it's good to exaggerate, though.
Okay, well.
Don't you think?
No!
If you have a thought, 803-0550 on Bulldog, on Philip Rivers, anything in between, I guess. Had a food last night I'd never had before.
Oh, my. Cucumbers.
Is this going to be jarring? I don't want to jar you twice. Hogshead cheese.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Take a guess.
It's hard, smelly, and has hunks of processed meat in it.
Not quite. No.
Okay.
But mostly wrong.
All right.
Well, Joe, do you know what hogshead cheese
is? I took a swing.
Sounds like something rustic. Would you describe it as rustic?
Rustic?
Like a rustic cheese
kind of
thing?
Is Little House on the Prairie playing in the middle of the piece of hogshead cheese?
Yeah, I can see that.
No, I don't think I would.
Some sort of aged cheese. I don't think there's any sort of meat in there.
Is this an artisan cheese?
Yeah, it's an artisan cheese.
Let's start by saying this. There's no cheese in it.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, then they shouldn't call it cheese.
It's a dumb name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
How can you call it cheese when it doesn't have cheese in it?
Exactly.
Fair point.
Dumb.
They do, apparently.
Yeah.
And it's like, so if when you butcher a pig,
okay,
you it seems like this is the...
I said, okay, like, oh, of course I know what that's like, because I've butchered many a pig.
Go on. Yeah. Why don't you say what you're going to say about butchering a pig, and I will weigh in. Meaningfully. I will weigh in meaningfully on the subject. No, you wouldn't everybody say, out of respect for the animal, use the whole animal?
Sure.
I feel like that's the way to do it. That's what chefs, I've heard chefs say it. Seems like that's just the thing you do or say.
Right.
Use the whole animal. So I was at an event last night where hogshead cheese was served. And they take head, you know, like meat. Not brains or anything, but they take the meat from the head, and from it, over, there's a process, and maybe a few hours, and you end up with a almost gelatinous kind of, you know, like what I ate last night was the shape of a rectangle on a crostini, on a bread.
Check, please.
On a toasted bread. It had pistachios or pine nuts in it, maybe.
I'm working right now on gelatinous pig face. That's what we're working with here?
Kind of, yeah. That's kind of
gelatinous pig
but
face.
But you can see all now why they called it something different than that.
Sure,
and
yeah.
It just happens that they used the word cheese in the name.
Yeah,
and hog's head cheese.
They're not hiding from the head part. And like, so that's to their credit.
Yeah, at some point you got to be real.
Yeah, right. But the gelatinous pig face. All right. How'd it go?
I mean, I didn't love it.
Yeah.
But I'll try new things. I mean, I'll try it.
Sure.
I was at a restaurant for an event, I trust the restaurant.
Right.
I know the people. I'm sure it's not going to be terrible.
Right.
You know, how does that sound? I mean, I was happy to try it. We had a great night, ate a lot of different things, and it was fine. It was a really fun occasion. that included a piece of hog's head cheese. This is my chance to try this. I will try this.
Were you briefed on what exactly it was before you ate it?
Yes.
Okay.
In detail.
Like, what is that? There's a little sign there. It's a buffet. Hog's head cheese. Okay, I'll try some of this, and then you have it, and then find out later. But you knew ahead of time.
Yep. It was described to me in detail, right, what it was, how it was made, everything.
Wow.
The guy next to me loved it. He wanted two.
Wow. All
right. Like a big, you know, maybe like a piece of Spam would feel like and look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a Spam? Have you ever been a Spam guy?
No. Spam was in the rotation when I was a kid. Like my mom would whip, you know, like I mean, like, whip it up. Like, she would just use Spam to make, you know, it would be
the sandwich?
Spam breaded, fried.
Really?
As like a meat with the meal. Like, it would be like Spam and some peas and mashed potatoes, and like, that was our meal.
You're in there nodding.
Breaded Spam.
Sounds good. I've never had Spam before, but.
Breaded?
Like, the process sounds good. Like, the breaded and the fried. Like, I can go for that. I can try that.
Isn't like that's a lot of work for Spam.
I suppose. I have a feeling it might be. I mean, we could call my mom. But I'm going to guess it's one of these recipes that was in, like, I think women of a certain age all had the same Betty Crocker cookbook, I think. And I'll bet it's one of the things that was in there. You know, on a budget, you know, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, hey, an idea to or maybe it was just off the back of the Spam can.
Maybe.
Like, presentation idea, you know.
Right.
Here's a recipe.
Here's one thing you can do with
this. Here's something you can do with this. Slap some breadcrumbs on there and throw it in a frying pan and make it even worse for you than it already is.
Seems like there should be French onion soup in every one of those recipes. That there's like, here's our product and here's a thing you could do, and it's going to include French onion soup. Either to go with or to use in the production. So yeah. Hog's head cheese.
All right.
And frog legs.
I've never done that.
First time.
I'm certainly not opposed to it.
Should have started with that. Love frog legs.
That is where
Love frog legs.
They're good.
All right.
That is where I was put off by the appearance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've never ordered frog legs, and here came frog legs that were frog legs. I mean.
Yeah, right.
Interesting taste. Okay. This is what frog legs taste like. Okay, fine, good. But I really just didn't want to be looking at frog legs that I was eating. That was a no for me.
Right.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a Detroit thing. Like, I think either Detroit or a certain part of Detroit is renowned for how they prepare frog legs.
Is that right? Part of Detroit?
Yes. It's some neighborhood thing. In a part of or in Detroit in general, frog legs. Like, look it up.
It's not even like a southern thing. Detroit.
Yeah, he's onto something.
Is where this
Detroit style frog legs is a thing.
Yep.
Started by Grover Cleveland's favorite dish, apparently.
Wow, this what a wild mouse ride this show is.
Grover Cleveland. There's like 7 web poles in this segment. Does it make sense that Grover Cleveland's favorite dish would be a Detroit dish? I don't know. He lived on Grand Island. It's like Joe Marino. So, Detroit. So you have that.
Yeah, that's a thing. I don't know if I've tried them. Like, I don't know what the difference is supposed to be, but I like frog legs, so I feel like I would like these too.
Yeah. You probably couldn't, for you, you probably couldn't mess them up.
Ooh, I see. They roll them in egg wash and then roll them in cracker crumbs, then fry them in butter. Sounds pretty good.
I don't think you can really go wrong there.
Yeah, me
neither. Like rich crackers, probably like buttery crackers, and then butter.
just butter.
Really, do you need all of that, really? Do you have to have all of that? Take the pry with the Spam, the egg wash and the cracker crumbs and the butter. You're probably fine, too.
I think anything. That sounds pretty good.
Anything. Do that to it, you're probably improving it.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you're probably making it better. Egg wash, cracker crumbs, butter. Sure.
Cauliflower.
Throw some hot...
Bang.
No. Throw some hot sauce on there.
All
and
good.
Cauliflower, they made a cauliflower... Oh, brioche.
Okay.
And that, you know, I was... It sounds like I did not have a great time last night. I did. I loved all of this, but I thinking of menu items, like, wow, it was kind of weird and interesting and new for me.
Yeah.
Cauliflower brioche. You know what brioche, like a big, sweet kind of
bread.
Bread, yeah, like a
but
roll.
It, but it's cauliflower instead because
there's cauliflower in it.
Okay.
All the way in there.
All right.
Just sort of,
yeah.
Hmm.
Good. Yeah, I know brioche, like a brioche roll.
Yeah.
But just bigger, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Big sort of plate-sized brioche roll to share with cauliflower in it.
I see.
You know? Is that a Detroit? Do you think of a city?
No, I got nothing for you on brioche nor cauliflower.
What a pull.
Regionally speaking.
But what a pull.
I'm glad I had the Detroit Frog Leg thing on lockdown. I don't know why that was stored in there, but it was there.
Luke Fox, Sportsnet, talking hockey in about 15 minutes. We'll do some Sabres and Cup Finals with Luke coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Got a smoking deal for you for today's deal of the day. You can get tickets for Buffalo Cigar Spirits and Stogies Festival for just $35. You'll save $10 on your Spirits and Stogies tickets. It's today's deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com.
Luke Fox in 10 minutes. We're talking about different quarterbacks earlier this hour, and one of them was Joe Flacco. This is really, I think, remarkable about his career. So the Ravens, you know, what is the short version of it? They were pretty good. How did we put it earlier? Like, it might be pretty typical. Pretty good, consistently good team, and that one year.
Right.
So Baltimore, with Flacco as their starting quarterback, made the playoffs 6 times. 5 years in a row, 08 through 2012, 2012 being their Super Bowl year, and then after a miss, 2014. That was it until 2018, when Lamar Jackson took over and they made it. 6 appearances. Flacco's Ravens won at least one playoff game in every one of those seasons, and almost all those wins were easy. Here are the scores. This is Baltimore's first playoff game in the 6 seasons they were in the playoffs with Joe Flacco as a starter.
And there's road wins there, too, I think.
And there are road wins. There are 4 road wins.
Yeah.
At Miami, 27-9. That's the Wildcat Miami year. Ed Reed, I remember Ed Reed, like a star in that game and that season. At New England, Ray Rice's big run.
Right.
33.
Right off the hop there. Yeah.
33-14. At Kansas City, 30-7. The team that won the AFC West and John Clayton still owes me dinner. Because bet him that they would do that. That's 9 years ago.
Still on the board there, yeah.
You just talked to him. Did you press him on that?
It didn't come up.
Houston, they beat Houston with T.J. Yates at home, 20-13.
Right.
They beat Indianapolis 24-9 in 2012 to start their Super Bowl run. And then at the Steelers 2 years later, 30-17. At Miami by 18 points, at New England by 19 points, at Kansas City by 23 points, over the Texans at home by 7, over the Colts at home by 15, at the Steelers by 13. 6 playoff wins. They won at least one playoff game every one of those years with Flacco, and they were almost all double. 5 out of 6 were double digits. 4 out of 6 were on the road.
I mean, need to be said that that's pretty good.
That's really nice.
That is good. That is good. You can understand why they paid him after they won the Super Bowl. Like you can understand why they did it. They're having success. I mean, you know, you're giving up 9 points in a playoff game. You probably ought to win. You know, I mean, need it be said. I mean, the Bills lost giving up 10 last time they were in. But, like, you're not going to do a lot, but still.
Flacco, as a starting quarterback, has 7 road playoff wins. That does not include the Super Bowl. The Bills have 3 since the merger. Like, the Bills have 3 road playoff wins since the beginning of the Super Bowl era. Joe Flacco has 7, not including the Super Bowl. Is he even good? Was he good? Like, not really. He was okay. He had flashes. He was a guy. And he got paid, and maybe he'll even, I don't want to say Hall of Fame, but.
No.
Wins are what people like for Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
No, right? No.
No.
That can't happen. Eli can't happen, and it might. This is behind that.
Right. Yes.
Luke Fox. How did the Sabres do with Ralph Kruger? What happens with Jeff Skinner? And more coming up after the update here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.